Week over week, we're starting to see some weaker cash cattle prices. I'm Keith Lindbergh with your Farm News Update. That is exactly what we've been seeing. Week over week, a little bit softer cash cattle prices. John Heimberg is with Total Farm Marketing, based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
Well, again, that lower cash trade, or at least that cash trade staying at those levels, might be the trigger again. We're in a volatile market, as we know. You're going to see a lot of swings as maybe we're building a bottom, maybe we've got some more room to fall. You know, that retail market is another factor we're watching. We are $3 higher on choice at midday yesterday and ended up a dollar or so higher. Down $3 again today on the choice carcasses. So I think that's some of the selling pressure that we're seeing moving into the marketplace. Add into that feeder cattle index trending a little bit lower here too. Keep some pressure on those back end feeder cattle contracts. So right now, again, just some more money flowing out of the cattle market.
And on the hog side of things, they just continue to struggle.
Well, the big thing there has been the COG index. I mean, now we've seen cutouts poke up to the $1.02 level here at the end of last week. Now they're back under the dollar level, so that's discouraging. But the big thing is the cash index was down $1.50 almost yesterday. Narrowing that gap with December kind of allows that the futures market to kind of slide here. So we're going to have to continue to watch the trend in the cash market as well as the retail market and see where this hog market wants to go. But right now it looks a little bit weak with today's price action.
And on the grain side of things, many eyes, many ears watching a report due out today from the USDA. Of course, this is the first report within about 2 months.
Yeah, let's go touch on that corn market first off. Again, kind of trying to get through some resistance levels. That 450 area on the March is a big spot. We're back challenging that only a penny or so away here right now. I think a lot of that is looking towards this report on Friday. What are going to be the adjustments that we're going to see in terms of yield and acres? Market is expecting yield to be down to 184.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.